This podcast is about one of the four qualitative characteristics of the accounting reports, comparability. The other qualitative characteristics are reliability, relevance, understandability, and this one, comparability. The qualitative characteristics refer to what qualities stakeholders want in the accounting reports. What qualities stakeholders want in the accounting reports. One of those qualities they want is comparability. So what do we understand by this term, comparability? Stakeholders want to be able to compare the performance of a business over time, for example, from period 1 to period 2 to period 3 to period 4. They want to be able to compare performance over time. And they also want to be able to compare, say, the performance of business A with business B. They want the data to be comparable between different businesses as well as by the same business over time. So good quality information should be comparable, or the reports should have the characteristic of comparability. Examples. There are different methods a business can use to calculate depreciation. The VCE course only specifies one of those methods. That's called the straight line method of depreciation. But there are many other different ways to calculate depreciation. Each different method will lead to a different value for depreciation and therefore impact on the reports differently. Comparability would argue that once a particular method of depreciation has been established, e.g. straight line depreciation, it should maintain that same method over time so that the reports are more comparable by the stakeholders. They're not confused by changes in methods of depreciation over time. So consistency in the method of, e.g. Calculating depreciation would be a good example of ensuring or working to ensure improved comparability of the data. Another example would be, say, on the valuation of stock. In Unit 3 and 4 uses FIFO as the method to value stock. There are other methods that can be used to value stock. And each different method will impact differently on the data and therefore the reports. So because we want the data to be comparable over time, once a business has decided to use, for example, FIFO, then that same method should be applied consistently over time. By doing so, the data becomes more comparable by the stakeholders over time. It's easier to make the comparisons over time. Another example, I suppose, would be classification. Now, think about a profit and loss statement. There's different ways to classify some of the items in a profit and loss statement. One example would be, say, bad debts. Bad debts can be classified as a normal expense, just like wages or rent, and that's the way we do it in VCE. Bad debts, a normal expense. However, some businesses could quite correctly classify that item as a negative revenue item. Sales less bad debts. That's okay. Obviously, using this different classification scheme would lead to different values of, say, gross profit. And so if you change the method of classification of bad debts from one period to a next, it would impact on the calculation of gross profit and therefore make it much harder for the stakeholder to evaluate the performance over time. So once a business has decided on a particular classification scheme, e.g., classifying bad debts as a normal expense, then it should apply that same classification system over time. Same system period 2, same system period 3, same system period 4. That would make it much easier for the stakeholder to evaluate performance over time. Consistency, comparability. So this qualitative characteristic of comparability is the same thing as the accounting principle of consistency. They're both looking at the same thing, trying to make the data more comparable for the stakeholder over time so that they can make higher quality decisions based on that data.